Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Jane Jackson Careers, a podcast that takes your career to the next level. Here's your host, Jane Jackson, author of Amazon Careers bestseller, Navigating Career Crossroads.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/Jane Jackson Careers. There are over 180,000 book titles to choose, so give it a go and get your free audiobook today from audibletrial.com/Jane Jackson Careers. Welcome back to my careers podcast, and this is the third in a series of five podcasts where I discuss the five fears that might be holding you back from achieving all that you hope for and all that you deserve. Now, what we've already discussed are fears numbers 1, 2, and 3. The first one was the fear of failure. The second one, the fear of rejection. And fear number 3 was the fear of success. Now today, let's have a chat about fear number 4, and that is the fear of not being good enough. As I'm chatting, we're actually coming up to the holiday season, and 2016 is just around the corner. In a few weeks' time, we'll be wishing each other a happy new year, and many of us will start to think about our New Year's resolutions and perhaps our goals for the new year. And most of the time, what we hope for or what we make resolutions on is to get fit or to lose weight or to get that new job, perhaps relax more. You want to smile more and maybe to have fun again. And how many of us, year after year, let those resolutions slip within weeks? Within weeks, they're just a figment of your imagination, and somehow you think, oh, never mind, I'll wait until next year. Now, why is that? Why don't we keep to our New Year's resolutions when we really want to so much? I've been wondering if this is connected to our self-esteem. Now ask yourself, are you saying this to yourself? Do I deserve to be trim, taut, and terrific? Do I deserve that new job? Do I actually deserve to be relaxed, to be able to smile? Do I deserve to have fun? Now, if you're hesitating, examine your self-esteem. Be really honest with yourself. Fear that is connected to your self-esteem can affect everything that you do in life. You may start to settle for stuff that doesn't really make you happy. Stuff like you may settle for a job that you hate and doesn't pay enough because you think you aren't clever enough or strong enough to handle more responsibility. You may remain in a relationship that makes you unhappy because you think, oh, I don't deserve to be treated in such a way that makes me feel good about myself. I really hope you don't feel that. But you know what? Maybe that is what you're feeling. And I know certainly for myself, sometimes I question myself, am I really good enough to do that? And I felt a bit like that when I started to write my book last year. And it was February 2014 when I started to write. And I was really enthusiastic for a while, thinking I'm going to become an author. It's a dream. It's my bucket list. And, you know, as I started going through it, I started to get this little self-limiting belief, this little voice in my head going, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to be an author? Are you really good enough? And I had to knock that horrible little voice out of my head and say to myself, yes, of course I can, or at least I'm going to give it a jolly good go so that I will write the book. And I persevered and persevered, and it really was tough. However, by the end of last year, I published my first book, Navigating Career Crossroads. So if I can do it, you can do it too. All right. So you may avoid making the positive changes that you need to improve your life. If you don't believe you deserve better life circumstances, you aren't going to be able to create better life circumstances. We must remember, no matter what circumstances that you were born into or anything that's happened to you in your life, you were born with rights. You deserve to be the best you can be. You deserve to behave in such a way that will enable you to achieve all you can to command respect. You deserve to be as good as anyone that you admire. And you can be who you want to be. Knock your self-limiting belief off your shoulder. Get rid of it. Do you believe you deserve what you hope for? Of course you do. And remember, you have a choice. Choose to believe in yourself. Then nothing will hold you back from being good enough to achieve your goals. What I really want you to do, as I always say, is to believe in yourself and create magic. Now, that was fear number four, the fear of not being good enough. I hope it's given you a little bit of incentive to really reevaluate what's going on in your head as well. And in my next podcast, we'll talk about fear number five. And that one is the fear of being alone. And so until next time, please believe in yourself, create that magic that you deserve. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/Jane Jackson Careers. There are over 180,000 book titles to choose, so give it a go and get your free audiobook today from audibletrial.com/Jane Jackson Careers.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.